Hey, good morning. It's 9:22. Sunshine, and we got a nice morning going on, 52 degrees, and time to do what we do every Wednesday, our Wednesday tradition, talk with our friends over at OSBTI in Breckenridge. I've got Sean on the phone with me this morning. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Well, today we're going to talk about, now I hope I get this right, Tetella Femora Syndrome. Is that how you pronounce it?
You know, that's quite close.
Okay, that's
so
what
that
I was like.
Tetella Femoral Syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What does this involve?
So what it involves is the kneecap position, which is your patella, and the alignment of it on the femur, which is your basically your thigh bone underneath your quads. And those are the things that it's very important to kind of keep that tracking. And what that means is that a lot of times that IT band, that like fibrous band that goes on the outside of your leg from your hip all the way down to the outside of your knee, and then there's fibers that attach on the side and they can attach to that kneecap. When maybe your quads, so there's four thigh muscles, and when they're weaker on the inside of your knee and that IT band gets tighter, it's going to bring that kneecap out. And a lot of people will feel that pain when they try to, you know, sit down, stand up. So a lot of times, like trying to stand up, like they kind of get a shift or, you know, move or straighten their leg quite a bit. Or maybe it's when they're going up or down stairs, they're hearing this clicking and it catches. So that kneecap really should glide the patella between a groove in the femur. It's nice and smooth right there. And that's where it's supposed to be. When you see somebody and say, you know, this season we have volleyball players, we get to basketball, or anybody who's jumping, and when they land and say that knee looks like it's inside, like the level of where the hips are, a lot of times they're going to get patellofemoral syndrome, and it's due to even having weak hip muscles. Because like I said at the beginning, that IT band really attaches at the hip into this like big tensor fascia lata muscle, and there's a gluteus medius and a gluteus maximus. I mean, those hip muscles are really supposed to be our powerhouses, and many times people just, they tend to lift and overlift those quad muscles. And so those glutes get pretty weak, and we need to make sure that those are stabilized. If you were to stand up and tighten those glute muscles, your knees actually roll outward, which then brings everything into a great alignment. And so, you know, that's what we try to do. You know, we try to analyze where it's weak, what's going on, and then we got to give that, you know, a little bit of attention to calm down the area, but then strengthen and fix the problem. Because a lot of times, you know, if you don't fix it with the clicks and the little pains, well, then now you have a weakness or a compensation in there, and that's when you can get, you know, those other knee injuries or those trauma injuries and things like that.
Sean, this is fascinating, fascinating stuff. Is this a common problem? Do you see a lot of people coming in suffering from this?
You know, when it comes to knee pain, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably the number one thing. So even if somebody was to have, say, patella tendonitis or a bursitis or, you know, anything like that, even when they think, oh, no, I have arthritis, a lot of times their pain isn't even coming from maybe the arthritis, maybe they have a little bit of it. It's coming from the patellofemoral syndrome. It's really amazing how weak those hip muscles can be. And, you know, one test is, you know, if you can't stand up from a chair without using your arms, then those glute muscles are very, very weak. If you feel you can't walk up and down stairs without really holding that railing, they're weak. And now, obviously, you're looking at younger kids. What we have them do is they should be able to, you know, stand up and sit down on one leg and then stand up and sit down on the other leg, or basically do a single leg squat on one, single leg squat on the other, or jump on one leg, jump on the other. And we'll just really tend to see, excuse me, a very big difference, that one side is just that much weaker than the other one. And that and ankle mobility, if they've had a lot of ankle sprains, you'll find too that their ankle mobility and their ankle control is weak, which then can also lead to this. So we always, no matter where pain is, you always look at the joint above and below, because they really can contribute to what's going on at that area.
So I would imagine with this much involved, I mean, you're talking hips, you're talking knees, you're talking ankles, that the treatment for this is probably, I'm guessing, pretty varied and pretty wide, right?
You know, yes and no, because again, typically when you're having it, it's very common for people just to be weak in the same spots. Mm-hmm. It's the way our human nature is.
Okay.
So a lot of times we have this like step-by-step hip stability program that we'd start them on. So depending on their age or their ability, we might vary that a little bit, like where we start and where we progress. But you kind of always have the same thing, and you always screen the ankle, and it's usually always good to stretch those calves a little bit or get some ankle balance. Pretty much everybody needs a little bit. So it, even though there's a lot involved, it's a very treatable thing, and it doesn't even take a lot of time. And what's interesting about all of our conditions, but especially that one, is an education. Once we tell them what's going on, once we give them a few things to do, it's not like you even have to do 20 minutes every day. I mean, some of it's just, you know, don't lock your knees when you're standing. You know, fire those glutes during the day. You know, when you stand up and you walk up and downstairs, use those heels. You know, so there's a lot of education that we go through that they're using them all day. They catch up and they get strong quite fast. It's just getting them to know what's going on for them.
Well, Sean, like I said, fascinating stuff and great information. If people want to know more, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, they can give us a call here at the 218-641-7725. And always check our website at ospti.net to see all the different things that we do offer for all ages.
Sean, great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of the week. The weekend, we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
I was just going to say, you know, we do have adult classes too, and there is some room yet in our afternoon adult fitness class, which will strengthen all those muscles as well. So if you're interested in the training center classes that we have, give us a call and we can get you in those evening classes. So.
Fantastic. And definitely help us out over there at OSPTI. Take care, Sean. We'll talk next week, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
You too. That is Sean Roberts over at OSPTI. We talk with our good friends over there every Wednesday right around 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Got a nice morning here. Sunshine, 55 degrees. Wednesday, September 21st. From the KBMW News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. Police in Brooklyn Park say about 20 Kia and Hyundai vehicles were discovered stolen this past weekend. The wave of thefts comes with a rising trend of thieves hacking into vehicles' electronic security devices. St. Paul police reported in July that Kia thefts are up 1,300%, while Hyundai thefts jumped 584%. Negotiations are back underway between Duluth nurses and two